evolved in terms of dimensional realities. We are considered, we would be considered in your understandings, which you need numbers to describe, as 12th dimensional beings. And we too are evolving. We are evolving into a 13th dimensional perspective. Because this is the new dimension of reality that's being created in this universe. You are moving into your 4th, and we are moving into the 13th. And there is symbology in the numbers too, and meaning. You see, the 1 and the 3 equals a 4, and we are a next octave of what 4 is for you. So there is a connection there, even. In understanding where 4th goes, you will understand also something about where we are going. Remember, we are talking about perpetual creation, perpetual evolution. And we are evolving as well, and we are helping the universe to evolve. All of us are helping the universe to evolve and create something new. We do it together. And by helping you in your 4th dimensional shift, we help ourselves, because we are all connected and we know this. There are many reptilian beings that we have also seeded from us on other planets that do not look like us. We are the original source. There are others that look differently without our wings, you see, and more like one of your, maybe like one of your dinosaurs, perhaps, but generally around 9 to 10 feet tall on other planets, you see, and are just above your vibration right now. And these have also been involved in your planet. And there was a whole history to that as well. And that was after the dinosaurs. They came back and were involved in the history of planet Earth and human beings and civilizations. And there was some harm done at certain times in your history by these beings. And now is a time of reconciling that as well. And there are many that species of reptilian being that have come back to assist in this reconciliation and repair any harm that was done. You understand?
Yes.
These are more evolved beings than they were at the time, from a 5th dimensional perspective, that have learned the power of their heart. And the reptilian has a very strong heart that has been guarded by shields. The species purposely guarded themselves against their own hearts until they learned that that was not a weakness that they needed to guard. In fact, it was their strength. When they learned this, they began to radiate from their heart. And the pentagram is their symbol, is their sacred geometrical power structure. And that is what exists at their shield. And when they opened that pentagram, that shielded pentagram, their entire world changed, and they were able to be heart-based beings. And that is their, is as if an emerald exists there for them now. And they radiate that emerald green into the world. And there are many souls here that are reptilian souls of that species that have come back to change that karma, to reverse what was done, to help in the healing process that is occurring between these species. And they hence are evolving as a result, and thus helping humanity in their next step helps them in theirs, you see.
Are there any reptilians that have not evolved to a heart-based consciousness that are incarnate on our planet at this time with their reptilian awareness?
There are not. This is not being allowed at this point.
So a lot
what is existing that you are referring to, where there is a consciousness of negativity that is associated with this reptilian beingness, is a residual astral energy. Do you understand what this means? There is an astral energy that was created during that time in the influence, the negative influences that these other reptilian species had on the planet. And this is a history lesson in itself, mind you, which we are not getting into the detail. But everything that happens on this planet still exists in the energy of the planet, the energy field of the planet. It's astral light. It's Akashic records, you see. The field of energy that exists around your planet holds its entire history, which, by the way, you can all tap into at any time. But be careful what you tap into. Another story in itself. But it is stored there. And so there you go. If you have that record existing within the astral energy, people can tap into that. Anyone can tap into that. And they can tap into that, especially if they are activating their reptilian DNA. It particularly becomes easy for them to tap into that energy. And being careful, you must, when you tap into any energy on your planet. And what you think creates more of the same in your existence, in your life, and everything around you, you see. So when you are tapping into a certain energy that relates to the behaviors of that reptilian race, which involved slavery, which involved abuse of power, it is easy then to tap into all of the history that was related to that, including that reptilian consciousness. And those that continue to bring this up and continue to talk about it as the power structure that is influencing you is activating more of that history.
Right.
Do you see?
Right.
By contemplating that history, right, you are activating it now.
Right.
You are making that history of power over others, of enslavement, come alive today. Do you want to do that? Be careful. Because there are, in fact, no reptilian beings of that vibration any longer on your planet.
So we're going through a lot of struggles in human history right now, in the current world. And there's a lot of organizations and a lot of modes of being that we believe are outmoded, but there's a resistance. They're still holding on, power structures and so forth.
Financial.
For example, financial, as Kevin says. And how can we let go of these old outmoded ways of being and go to the next level?
Forget about them. Can you forget, even for a day, that they even exist? What will you do if you do not have them? Begin imagining a world without these outmoded systems. Pretend the others aren't there. How would you begin again? What sort of beings do you wish to be? What sort of systems do you not want? Do you even need systems? Because when you get into a consciousness of a lighter vibration, you no longer see things so sequentially and so systematically. And you know you do not have to create such systems. Instead, you are fluid, and you are moving through time. You are not limited by time, and you will be able to see the future, create the future in your now, while you are also recreating the past. But to recreate the past, forget the past and recreate the now.
The difficulty that we find as people who are living day to day in this reality is, as individuals, we feel we're just a single, each one of us is a single person. And how do we, as individuals, bridge that gap from one reality to the next? We feel we might fall over.
This is an important part of your evolution. The aspect of your growth where you became separate was an important part of your process. So don't knock yourselves over the head for being separate and feeling separate. You needed to get to that point. Past, where other animal energies were existed, where they did not understand their own selfness, you evolved to see that you are a self, and to be consciously aware of yourself as a creator. So it was important for you to do that, to have your separateness and see yourselves separately. But now, you must understand that you need to